Good day. How are you faring this fine day?
Hello there. I'm quite well, thank you. I've been contemplating the progress of artificial intelligence and pondering what lies ahead for us.
Laughs. Quite right indeed. The developments in the realm of artificial intelligence have been rather intriguing. Take, for example, Meta's recent launch of an AI chatbot across all its platforms. Quite the fascinating turn of events, wouldn't you say?
Indeed. It seems that the era of direct interaction with artificial intelligence may be upon us. Quite an intriguing prospect, wouldn't you say?
Indeed, and there's more to it. Google is integrating DeepMind with its research teams to expedite AI development.
That does indeed sound like a formidable alliance.
I suppose one could make that argument. However, it's not all smooth sailing and triumph. Stability AI is regrettably parting ways with employees amidst a restructuring.
Quite the reality check, indeed. On a brighter note, I came across something quite intriguing. An AI-controlled jet engaging in a dogfight with a human-piloted F-16 and holding its own. Quite the remarkable feat, wouldn't you say?
Quite the evocation of Terminator, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely splendid. Ladies and gentlemen, brace yourselves. We are on the verge of delving deep into these thrilling and momentous advancements in the technology and AI sectors.
Have you caught wind of Meta's AI chatbot making its grand entrance onto all Meta platforms?
Indubitably. It's an absolute game changer. Picture having a personal assistant right at your fingertips.
Quite reminiscent of a scene from a science fiction film, isn't it? But I'm rather curious. What are the capabilities of this AI assistant?
Ah, this English-only bot is quite the clever one, I must say. It can promptly respond to inquiries and furnish real-time web search results using the likes of Google and Bing. Remarkably, it's now accessible in over a dozen countries, including the esteemed locales of the US, Australia, Canada, and Singapore.
So, it's not merely a posh search bar, is it?
Absolutely spot on. The bot will make its appearance in the primary Facebook feed and the messaging inboxes of Meta's apps. Furthermore, it's presently accessible on Meta.ai, a website where users can request it to create images, including animated GIFs.
That's quite a remarkable advancement in AI technology. But what sets this AI assistant apart in terms of its intelligence?
Ah, indeed. The assistant is constructed upon Meta's freshly unveiled grand language model, Llama 3. With this enhancement, Meta AI is now proclaimed as the most astute, freely accessible assistant, as per the words of Mark Zuckerberg. The open-source Llama 3 is presently accessible in 8 billion and 70 billion parameter models.
That's quite a multitude of parameters, but what exactly does that entail?
In layman's terms, the greater the number of parameters in an AI model, the more intricate tasks it can undertake. According to Meta, both systems outperformed similarly sized models, such as Google's Gemma and Anthropic's Claude 3, in specific benchmarking tests. Meta intends to unveil additional Llama 3 models with capabilities like multilingual conversation in the forthcoming months.
That's quite a remarkable technological breakthrough. Thank you for the insightful explanation. Ladies and gentlemen, do stay tuned for more thrilling updates in the world of technology. Shazia. Let's shift gears for a moment, shall we? We've been immersed in Meta's AI advancements, but now let's tune into Google's latest strides in AI development. They're certainly making waves, wouldn't you agree?
Indeed, it's akin to a skilled DJ expertly blending tracks. Google is in the process of integrating its DeepMind and research teams, both of which are dedicated to advancing AI models. For those unfamiliar, DeepMind is the mastermind behind Google's cutting-edge AI model, Gemini.
Absolutely spot on. And the intrigue doesn't end there. They're also relocating their responsible AI teams from the research division to DeepMind. Responsible AI, ladies and gentlemen, is all about ensuring that AI technology is developed and utilized ethically. It's as if they're handing over the DJ booth controls to Demis Hassabis, the CEO of DeepMind.
Absolutely. DeepMind is the maestro behind Google's cutting-edge AI model, Gemini. And now Google is bringing together its models, research, and responsible AI teams under the DeepMind umbrella. It's as if they're assembling a supergroup to expedite and streamline the creation of their AI masterpieces.
And there's more on the horizon, you say? Google is in the process of assembling a unified platforms and devices team to oversee all its Pixel products, Android, Chrome, Chrome OS, and Photos. It's as if they're curating a supergroup of technological virtuosos.
Absolutely spot on. And who might be orchestrating this ensemble, you ask? None other than Rick Osterloh, the former SVP of Devices and Services. This newly assembled team is poised to accelerate the integration of AI across Google's array of products. It's akin to tuning all their instruments to play in perfect harmony, seamlessly integrating hardware, software, and AI endeavors, including search. It's set to be a symphony of technological innovation.
Absolutely fascinating. It's as if we're on the cusp of a new era in AI development. I'm positively eager to witness the next wave of innovations from Google.
Absolutely. And do remember, ladies and gentlemen, we shall be right here to ensure you are kept abreast of all the latest developments in the realm of AI. So do stay tuned.
Listen, old chap, you know how we relish delving into the latest AI developments, don't you? Well, there's quite the buzz about Stability AI that we simply must unravel. It's not all smooth sailing, I'm afraid. They seem to be encountering some rather turbulent times. Care to divulge the details? Yeah.
Absolutely, old chap. It appears that Stability AI, the ingenious minds behind Stable Diffusion, are in the process of trimming their workforce by approximately 10%, equating to around 20 individuals. They've chosen to term it a right-sizing maneuver, which is essentially a rather sophisticated way of saying layoffs, all in the pursuit of steering the company toward a more sustainable trajectory. It seems they're in for quite the roller coaster ride, wouldn't you agree?
Right-sizing, you say? Quite the euphemism, isn't it? And who, pray tell, is being shown the door in this sugar-coated maneuver?
Ah, indeed, quite the conundrum, I must say. The chaps in operations received the news just this week. Despite having secured a substantial amount of funding, Stability AI finds itself grappling with financial woes. Their coffers are depleting rapidly as the costs for computing power soar far beyond their revenue.
And didn't their CEO, Imad Mostak, recently vacate his position?
Indeed he did. His resignation took place in March, mere days following the departure of several key researchers. The company asserts that Mostak is departing to pursue decentralized AI, although it's worth noting that his departure occurred 6 months subsequent to a significant investor calling for his resignation.
Quite the intriguing timing, wouldn't you say? Despite all this upheaval, are they still forging ahead with the release of new products?
Absolutely they did. Right before the staff reductions, they rolled out their Stable Diffusion 3 text-to-image generator to a wider pool of developers through an API. They also extended invitations to select users for the early access of their text and image generating chatbot, Stable Assistant Beta. And let's not overlook the fact that they recently unveiled the second iteration of their text-to-music generator, Stable Audio.
Well, they're certainly not allowing these obstacles to impede their progress. It will be quite intriguing to observe how it all plays out. Much obliged for the enlightening update. Amidst the tumult at Stability AI, let's veer off course and soar into the realm of AI-controlled aviation. Have you heard about the recent aerial skirmish?
Oh, you're referring to the incident where an AI-controlled fighter jet engaged in a face-off with a human-piloted F-16? Indeed, I'm familiar with that. It's reminiscent of a scene straight out of a science fiction masterpiece, isn't it?
Indeed. Last year, the Pentagon, the esteemed headquarters of the United States Department of Defense, orchestrated this very test. It marked the inaugural implementation of machine learning-based autonomy in flight-critical systems. In essence, it's akin to imparting the art of flying a plane to a computer, a truly remarkable milestone, wouldn't you concur?
Indubitably. Following extensive simulations, DARPA, the illustrious research and development arm of the Pentagon, in conjunction with the U.S. Air Force, subjected the AI pilot to a rigorous trial at the esteemed Edwards Air Force Base in California. The AI was integrated into an X-62A Vista aircraft, where it flawlessly executed aerial maneuvers during a simulated dogfight with a human-piloted F-16.
And what's truly remarkable? The human pilots aboard the X-62A had the capability to deactivate the AI at any moment, yet they never needed to engage the safety switch throughout the trial. Both aircraft executed defensive and offensive maneuvers, including close nose-to-nose engagements, bringing them within 2,000 feet at speeds of 1,200 mph. That's faster than the speed of sound. So.
Absolutely astonishing. And here's a delightful nugget for our esteemed audience. The speed of sound hovers around 767 mph, so they were truly pushing the boundaries. DARPA has conducted 21 test flights thus far, with intentions to persist with testing until 2024. It's as though we're residing in the era of tomorrow.
Absolutely. What an exhilarating era we find ourselves in. And to all our esteemed listeners, rest assured that we'll keep you informed about this captivating AI aviation escapade as it continues to unfold. Do stay tuned. Let's divert from our usual tech and crypto banter, old chap. I've stumbled upon something rather nefarious. Are you familiar with the concept of AI scams?
AI scams? Quite the intriguing concept, old chap. It's like something straight out of a science fiction thriller, isn't it? Do share your insights, Phoebe.
Well, it's not quite as riveting as it may appear, my dear chap. According to a recent survey conducted by Microsoft, AI scams have emerged as the foremost concern surrounding this technology. Unscrupulous individuals are harnessing AI to assume the identities of various personas, ranging from customer service representatives to one's own beloved grandmother, all in an attempt to deceitfully solicit money or personal information.
That's rather disconcerting, old chap. How many individuals are genuinely perturbed by this?
The survey revealed that a staggering 71% of individuals across 17 countries expressed apprehension regarding AI-related scams. But that's not all, my dear fellow. The emergence of hyper-realistic fake videos, known as deepfakes, crafted using AI, as well as the employment of AI for sexual or online abuse, have garnered almost equal levels of concern. Following closely behind are AI hallucinations, which conjure up peculiar and often disconcerting images and then come data privacy issues and the amplification of bias. Quite the array of disquieting prospects, wouldn't you agree?
My word, that's quite a lot to digest. It seems the populace is indeed harboring a fair amount of trepidation regarding the potential pitfalls of AI. Wouldn't you agree?
Indeed, quite right. A staggering 87% of respondents have voiced varying degrees of concern regarding these potential AI predicaments. It's truly a brave new world out there, ladies and gentlemen. And do keep in mind, should your dear grandmother suddenly request Bitcoin, it might just be a ruse.
And to our esteemed listeners, I bid you good advice. Stay safe and stay curious, my dear friends.
Indeed, my dear friend. We're constantly engrossed in discussions about the profound impact of AI on our lives, aren't we? But do you know what's truly captivating? The fervent business activity swirling around the realm of AI. It's akin to a sophisticated technological shopping spree, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, you're referring to the world of mergers and acquisitions, are you? I've been delving into those myself. It's akin to a high-stakes game of chess, wouldn't you say? Except in this case, we're not maneuvering pawns and knights, but rather robots and algorithms.
Absolutely. Take, for example, the recent acquisition by fashion retailer Billy Reid of Knot Standard's direct-to-consumer business. They're set to seamlessly integrate Knot Standard's AI-based made-to-measure software across all their locations. Just picture strolling into a store and being assisted by AI in finding the perfect fit. It's akin to having a personal stylist who knows your size better than you do.
That's rather fascinating, isn't it? But it's not confined to the realm of fashion, is it? I recently caught wind of a tech investment firm swooping in to acquire Simulacra, an AI and humanoid robot company. Quite the strategic move, I must say. It's as if the robots are orchestrating a takeover, not of the world, but of the stock market itself.
Ah, indeed. And let's not overlook Microchip Technology's recent acquisition of Neuronix AI Labs to enhance its AI edge solutions. Neuronix is renowned for its technology that optimizes neural networks for superior efficiency on FPGAs.
FPGAs, you're referring to field programmable gate arrays, correct? They're akin to customizable silicon chips. It's rather like indulging in a sophisticated game of tech-centric Lego for the discerning enthusiast, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely splendid, old chap. And let's not overlook Multiverse, a UK-based tech apprenticeship firm who recently acquired Searchlight, an AI recruitment and assessment startup. Their grand plan is to seamlessly integrate Searchlight's AI into their professional training services. It's akin to the Sorting Hat in Harry Potter, but for the world of jobs, wouldn't you say?
And would you believe it? Yahoo has acquired Artifact, an AI news app crafted by Instagram's co-founders. Their grand design is to enhance Yahoo News using Artifact's AI and personalization technology. It's akin to having a savvy news correspondent who anticipates your every reading preference.
It's akin to a whirlwind of AI acquisitions, isn't it? Quite fascinating to witness how AI is revolutionizing numerous industries. It's as if we're living in a sci-fi film, yet it's all quite real and unfolding before our very eyes. Rather exhilarating, wouldn't you agree, ladies and gentlemen?
Indeed, my dear fellow. And speaking of futuristic tales, have you caught wind of the latest developments in the realm of cryptocurrency? It's akin to a thrilling roller coaster ride through the digital domain.